Good evening, everyone. Thank you for tuning in tonight at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM on the dial and streaming worldwide at lakeshorepublicradio.org. I'm Tom Lounges. I'll be your host for the next hour on Midwest Beat, a program all about music and the people who make it. Well, COVID-19 has impacted the music community not only here in Northwest Indiana and Chicagoland, but worldwide. I've got a gentleman live in the studio with me today, Mr. Donald Kenzie, and we're going to talk about a project that he spearheaded with my other guest, John Huber, of the Spot Studio. Now, Donald is a world traveler. He has played as a member of the Wailers. He's performed in the bands with Bob Marley and with Peter Tosh. He's had his own great band, the Kenzie Report, and he's been doing a lot of things. We're going to find out a little more about his resume, and we're going to find out about how this special song and video came about, and we'll play it for you in just a bit. But first, let's refresh your memory for those of you that are in the blues world. We're going to take you back to 1987 and an album called Edge of the City. It's Donald, it's Ralph, and it's Kenny. They are the Kenzie Report. We'll be back with Donald and John live after this. It's a classic track, Lucky Charm.
I'm in trouble, trouble all the time. Bring me a lucky charm, change this bad luck of mine. I'm in trouble, trouble, trouble,
trouble.
Yes, I'm in trouble, trouble all the time. Bring me a lucky charm, change this bad luck of mine. Rub this lucky charm in mine. Change my luck.
Take you back to 1987. Kenzie Report on Alligator Records. Edge of the City is the album. It's still out there. You can find it. Donald Kenzie playing the Hot Licks there. That's an original song you wrote.
Yeah.
Now, I know you're a bluesman, mm-hmm. and I know you play reggae. Mm-hmm. But that song has a lot of good jazz licks.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of West Montgomery in there. I mean, I'm hearing some of that.
Yeah, man.
I never think of you as a jazz guy, but that's very jazzy.
Well, you know, I mean, my uncle, my mother's brother, he was a jazz man. He especially Jack McDuff, a lot of organ, mm-hmm. you know. So that's pretty much where I got my jazz influence from, my uncle, you know.
Were you jazz before you were blues, or were you blues before you were jazz? Or did you get it all at one time?
Well, I was blues.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Big Daddy was there forever in your life.
Yeah,
All right, I can handle that. Donald Kenzie live in the studio with us. We're going to be talking a little bit about his career and some of the things he's done, including this new project called United We Stand. Mm-hmm. And on that note, John Huber of the Spot Studio is with us as well. John was the man that kind of put it all together with Donald mm-hmm. on United We Stand. And we're going to get to that in just a bit. John, tell us what's going on with you at the Spot. What's the latest thing shaking out there?
Well, we're adapting.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure everyone feels safe by disinfecting the area. We have special medical grade air purifiers, and everyone on the staff is wearing masks during the time that they're there in the studio, and cleaning all the surfaces, and we're doing things virtually, live streaming performances,
mm-hmm.
and even doing Zoom mixdown sessions.
How does that work?
It basically involves you with the camera on the screen and playing. They can hear what you're doing, and they tell you to stop. That's where you need to make that adjustment. After I make all of the adjustments that the client has asked for, I bounce down the track, email them an MP3 of the resulting track. They listen to it and let me know if I hit the mark or if additional adjustments need to be made.
Now, how hard was it to adjust to that new style of working? It seems like there's a lot more steps in it than the traditional recording studio experience.
There are more steps, and it's pretty much you need to just observe safety protocols. And especially if I can bring the musicians in one at a time and they can play along. So my traditional recording method is the entire band is performing at the same time and you really feel what everyone else is feeling. But if they are acquainted with the song enough that they can, the producer can be in the control room with me and let me know, okay, he's got to do that one over again.
Mm-hmm.
Or he messed up here, we got to punch in here. But, you know, maybe the progress is a little bit longer to be realized, but you can definitely make progress in the new constraints.
Now, long-distance recording has been normal for the last several years.
Yes.
Because the internet came out. Now you can have a guy in Amsterdam cutting his parts and mixing with a guy in Nevada and then with you out in Schneider, Indiana. And you can all be a part of it, and it sounds like you're all in the same studio. Is it similar to that, but with a little more emphasis on communicating at the same time?
It is, we've done some things with the Kinseys,
okay.
With a client out in the UK, and another client came out from New Jersey.
Yeah.
And it is a smaller world than it used to be. That's
okay.
About all I can say.
Donald, how have you been dealing with COVID? I mean, you tour nonstop. Every time I talk to you, you're going out with the Wailers. You're doing this guy's project. You're working with your brothers. You're always playing somewhere in the world.
Yeah.
Suddenly, the world stopped. So now you're home. What have you been doing? I mean, I know the project we're going to talk about, Stand United, or United We Stand.
Yeah.
We're going to get to that in a minute. But outside of that project, what have you occupied yourself with? Are you writing more? Are you doing stuff more recording?
Well, I've been getting my hands dirty a lot. working in the garden with my fiance.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I've been doing quite a bit of domestic stuff, you know. And it's really been... I've enjoyed it to a certain point now, you know. When I look at my bank account and I'm like, well, I'm not making no money,
right?
You know, and
now you gotta have planted that garden to eat.
Yeah. So I mean, you know, like you said, I've been on the road so long and for you know what I mean, it's nonstop. The break has been good for me because I've had a chance to catch up on some things and mainly my health, you know. I had a hernia that I've been holding off on dealing with for the longest, you know, and now I finally had time to like really go ahead and take care of that. And so, little things like that, man, you know, catching up on some things, man. And like you said, I've been, doing a lot of writing, you know, and, trying to finish up some songs and finish up some projects, you know, which, working with John a lot. And it's been good, you know, like I said, the problem is, you know, it's just not playing enough, you know. Mm-hmm.
Kind of jonesing a little bit to get out there?
Yeah, man. You know, I go to pick up my guitar and it's like it's telling me, come on, man. Let's play, you know. And playing live, you know, live performances is nothing like it, you know. It's nothing can substitute it, you know. You can stay at home and practice and wood shed and all that stuff, but you know, when you hit the stage and you feel that energy with the people, and I miss it, you know. And and just pray that one day we'll get back to it, you know, so that we can. I know the fans, they, you know, they miss it just as much as I do, you know.
Are you doing anything virtual with the Wailers at all? Are they doing anything? Or are they kicking back now?
Well, we've done a couple things, but we had a new CD that's basically has been released just by the internet.
Oh, digitally.
Digitally.
Okay.
Release. And
so is that out there now? People can buy it if they go online?
It's out there right now. It's called One World.
Okay.
And it's on Sony. Sony Latin. It's available right now.
Will Sony be releasing it on either CD or vinyl, preferably vinyl?
Well, and that's what I've been hearing, that it's going to be pretty much released vinyl only, I think.
Okay.
So I've been hearing bits and pieces of, you know, different plans they have, but the last news I got from the Wailers camp was that they're going to try to put together a place for us to come together to do some virtual shows that we can...
kind of like the drive-in theater concept?
Something like that. Okay. Yeah.
And would that be in the islands? Or?
Well, see, we'll all spread it out, So they're trying to figure out what's the, you know, best location for us to meet and to be able to accomplish without, you know, it costing too much money.
Right, right. It's always down to that bottom line.
Yeah.
Now, I'm thinking because it's out now, you probably had most of it or all of it done before COVID hit, the recording of that album?
Well, yes. Okay. Now, because most of my parts that I did, most of my guitar parts I overdubbed, and they had laid the tracks, the basic foundation, before I came in.
Okay.
So I flew down to Miami, and matter of fact, Emilio Estevan was the producer. And
of the Wailers album?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting. That'll bring a unique sound to it.
Oh, man. He's
the king of Latin rock and Latin music and to blend it with reggae?
I'm telling you, man.
I'm looking forward to that.
It was an experience, man. And working with him was really an experience, man. Like you said, he's the king of the Latin world, man.
Mm-hmm.
And the rhythm...
is going to get you.
Oh, man. I mean, you know, take a listen to it, man. It's a nice combination.
Do that tonight.
Yeah. Very nice combination. And so, most of my parts, I flew in and recorded at his studios in Miami.
Okay.
And and like you said, this was before, this COVID really hit, And, I mean, really just in the nick of time, man, we got it done, because it's like seemed like right after I was down there for like a week and did all of my guitar parts on 14 songs. I did it like it was like a marathon session,
The new stuff you're writing that you mentioned now that COVID's hit.
Yeah.
And you said you're working with John. Are you guys working on cutting demos on it now? And is it going to be for a Kenzie report, a Wailers, or is there a Donald Kenzie album in the works?
There's a Donald Kenzie album in the works.
Okay. And you're working with John on that?
I'm working with John on some of it, and I'm also working with Mike. How do you pronounce his last name? Direct? It's D-A-D-E-R. I think is how it's spelled. but anyway, I'm working with two engineers.
Okay.
And also the studio up in it's right outside of Toledo, Ohio. It's called Third Street Records. Are you familiar with them?
Third Man Records?
No.
Okay, that's Jack White's label and studio.
Yeah,
that's in Detroit though. No, I'm not familiar with Third Street.
Yes, yeah, so like Third Street Cigar.
Okay.
Yeah. But I'm thinking about doing some work with them as far as distributing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, Third Man Records does distribute, so maybe it's somewhat tied in. He does all the indie stuff.
Yeah.
They're doing a lot of blues.
Yeah.
They do Muddy stuff. They do all that stuff as far as
distribution. Well, I know it's third.
Now, will the Donald Kenzie album, again, we just alluded to the fact that you are a jazz guy, a blues guy, and a reggae guy.
Yeah.
Will it have all the flavors of Donald Kenzie, or are you focusing on one genre?
No. It's going to be a part of all the things I've experienced, music, in my career, so it's going to be a little bit of everything.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned Emilio Estevez, not Estevez, Emilio.
Estevan.
Yeah. Oh, get my Emilios mixed. Yeah. Of course, he was famous for Miami Sound Machine. He is the husband of Gloria Estefan.
Right.
you worked with him on the Wailers album, and mm-hmm. while you were down there making that contact, COVID hit.
Right.
And I remember you coming to me and giving me a link to a video that inspired the one you and John have worked on. It was a project that the Estefans had done with different musicians to salute first responders.
Right.
Now, tell me a little bit about that, and then your idea to take that concept and do it locally mm-hmm. with John Huber.
Well, it was like right as we was finishing mixing the Wailers new album, I got a call and they said that they wanted me to they had selected a song mm-hmm. and they wanted me to put some guitar on the song that they was going to use for making a video for the first responders and for the people in their area to just support people us dealing with this COVID virus thing, because it was real heavy in Miami.
Right.
The numbers was really high, and so I did the video. And they put it together. Everything was virtual. I mean,
yeah. Your part was in my Studio B.
Right. Yeah. And,
so his part that we see in that video was done locally with you.
Yes.
Right. Okay. And that's how, you know, John and I got started on working on these virtual projects. And I mean, it kind of snowballed into just about every week we was doing something.
Right.
You know. And so when we finished doing that particular video mm-hmm. for the Wailers and Gloria Estefan, and they put it together for the city of Miami, and the response was just overwhelming. That people just really, it really worked. It, you know, it helped people to come together and to be aware. It was all about bringing awareness, you know, of the things that we could do mm-hmm. to help get through this thing, you know, like washing your hands and wearing your mask and the social distance and all of that. And so when I said, well, wow, if I can, you know, I did that for, you know, for
that was for Miami.
For Miami.
Right.
And I said, well, I think it would be cool if I can, you know, put something like that together here for my hometown, for my area.
Right.
So, and I started making some calls. We contacted you and you know, John came aboard, and it happened, man.
And that it's United We Stand, and we're going to play that song in just a minute. You can actually see the video in the next 24 hours or so?
Certainly.
John has been, we've got it done, or they've got it done. We're going to talk about it. We're going to feature the song in just a second here. But then you'll be able to go online and actually watch it. And there are a lot of people involved. Before we play it, let's talk a little bit about that. It starts off with your brother Ralph doing mm-hmm. like a click on the drums. Mm-hmm. And your other brother is in there, Kenny. Nick Bird, who for a long time was in the Kenzie Report and is doing his own thing now. Mm-hmm. Keith Jackson, Michael's cousin, mm-hmm. Is in there. TJ, he's a Jackson too, right?
No.
No?
No. No, he's close-knitted to the family, but he's
okay.
Not. Yeah.
All right, and then you've got Lee and Rebecca on background vocals.
Yeah.
And there's a reverend in there, and there's Mayor McDermott's in there, and there's a doctor in there. And let's talk about their parts, and then we're going to play it. John, why don't you jump in and talk about putting it together?
Yeah. So, and Ed Braun was also a percussionist that my printer...
Oh, yeah, your printer kind of... I just see a blue bottom. Okay.
There you go.
Sorry, Ed, you're ghosted here.
I just want to make sure you got mentioned.
Yeah.
So we did the recordings one at a time and started out with just Ralph and Kenny laying down the rhythm track. Mm. And then Donald came in and added his guitar part and... Then we moved on to Nick. We brought in. it was just in stages. And then So Donald went and brought in some first responders, and I met Donald up at the Hammond Town Hall, and we got the mayor involved there, and so it was really quite a just.
I contacted my pastor at the church, and Reverend Harris, and we got the girls. It was really something. That was a pretty productive day.
It was.
We was able to get the mayor and the girls at the same in the same day.
Right.
And let's see.
Doctor Jen and Mia Assad,
Jindele, and.
Now he's at Munster Community. Yes. No. I know he's Munster.
Yeah. He works.
He's a pulmonologist.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Keep me breathing.
That's important.
Yeah, man. So him and his staff, they came aboard, and John, man, John really, I can't say enough for his input. John really worked hard on this project, because, like you said earlier, a lot of these things is being done, you know, long distance, and it's so virtual. So it was a lot of work for John. He was working with the musicians, you know, individual. You know, so it was like, and the schedule, to make the schedules, you know, to try to be available at the same time, you know.
Right.
It was very difficult, you know. I said to myself, man, the person that's really takes on that responsibility of trying to set things up, man, is...
Well, the real challenge was to bring all these disparate elements together and make them make sense.
Right.
And make it visually appealing as well.
Yeah.
I'm watching it as we're talking here with the sound on. I like when you and Ralph and Kenny are kind of by the house and you're like dancing and it looks like a beautiful sunny day. You'd never think the world was in crisis.
Yeah.
You're just having a party there, the three of you dancing and singing like you must have done as kids. That's the visual I get here. And then the girls are in a garden, it looks like, and they're doing the same thing.
Yeah.
And then you get all the musicians kind of in their little boxes all doing their thing.
Yeah.
It's very unique the way it comes together, and it shows the studio, and it shows the great outdoors.
Yeah.
And it's all like, you know, this is our world now.
The vibe was really perfect. I mean, the weather conditions worked in our favor, and I mean, it came together. It's a very positive message, and you can feel, you know, it's just a nice positive vibration in the making of the project. So, and everybody that participated in it, you know, was willing and wanting to
contribute.
Yeah, you know, and so. You can feel that in the video, you know, everybody really wanting to reach out and get the message through to everybody and that we can survive this thing, you know. And that's what it's all about, you know.
The video itself, John, all the images are basically same quality level. Are some of these, they're in different locations.
That's right.
How did you do that? I mean, did you literally travel with the same camera equipment or some of these phone videos that you enhanced? How did you make them look so good?
I did enhance. I did some color correction, contrast.
Because that's kind of magical, the fact you got all these outsourced pictures and they look like they belong together.
Wow. Yeah.
Well, that's I've been working on those skills for quite a while now. I've been in doing video production since 95.
Okay.
And in just this year, upgraded computer equipment and the latest version of the editing software and the cameras have been updated quite a bit over the years as well.
Wow.
Sorry about that,
Phil. Oh, no problem. You're a popular man. We're going to play this. Where did the song come from, United We Stand?
That's
Well, when I brought the idea, hold on, I brought the idea to my brothers, and we just kind of shuffled it around, you know, and it came to us, you know, on the melody,
This is a piece you guys just put together yourselves,
just especially for this project.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to play it, and when we get to, well, before we do, obviously it's to enhance and show that we're going to get through this and the unity.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a back end on this? Can people, once it's launched, somehow contribute to either the first responders or to any kind of charity events at all on this, or is this just a feel good salute people moment?
Basically, that's what it is.
Okay, because a lot of the music stuff out there now has a financial back end on it.
Right, well...
So you're just doing this to say, hey, we're here, we're together, and united, we'll get through it.
Yes.
It's just a message.
Yes, just that message, man, and we just want to pass it on and just keep the awareness.
Okay.
You know?
Let's play the song. You're just going to hear the audience, because that is what radio is. But you'll be able to see the video. We will send the link out there. I'll get it to Tom Maloney, and we'll be able to post it on the station page here and my page, and we'll share it. I'm sure John's going to share it on the Spot Studio page and Donald's page. So you'll be able to find it. Just Google after tomorrow, United We Stand, the video. And
we're also going to recommend that people share it among all of the Facebook groups that they belong to. The more eyes on it, the better.
That's true. Okay, right. Let's do it. Jose, are we ready? This is the audio for United We Stand, and I'll be watching the video. You'll just have to listen.
Troubled times with the coronavirus rampant in our world today. Number one, don't panic. Number two, keep practicing the social distance, wearing your mask, and cleaning your hands. But number three is that we need to continue to pray, because we that are God's people, we need to humble ourselves and call on our God, and He will heal our land. So together we stand, together we can.
We're all in this together. everybody. I just wanted to take a second to thank all the doctors and nurses who are working on the front lines of this pandemic, all our police officers and firemen. Want to remind you to wear your mask and to properly social distance. United we stand, united we can. I'm Dr. Jandali. I'm a lung doctor here in Munster, Indiana. Since COVID-19 hit us this year, it's been a life-changing experience for patients, physician practices. I do need everybody's help to combat the disease and put it down underground. Please wear your mask, obey social distancing, and wash your hands all the time. And thank you, and be safe, everyone.
Together we stand, together we can.
Stand, we united we can. That is the message that Donald Kenzie and John Huber want you to hear. Yes. And share. As John was saying, we want to get this out there. We want once it's launched within the next 24 hours, you look this up, share it with all your social media outlets. Yes. And ask them to share it as well. Make it go viral, and maybe we can get a little sunshine in our hearts again, because that's a trippy little tune.
Yeah,
I like it. You're swaying in your seats and you're kind of grooving to it, yet you're sending that message home, and you underscore it with a medical man, a man of God, and a politician. So, I mean, those are the three variables in this environment of what we're dealing with.
Yes,
all brother. Three of them have a say in how we do things, whether it's prayer or medical or how the government itself or the civil union makes it work.
Yeah.
So I just think by representing those three, it kind of sends it home. But in the end, it's about the people.
You know, and I'm so thankful that everything worked out. The people participating, it just came together, man. I tell you, it's a very positive thing, and I believe that when you're doing something that's positive for the for the public, that it's bigger. It becomes bigger than just John and I. It becomes everybody's project, and that's what this is. It's not just about us. It's about everybody coming together and trying to make get past this thing. You know,
John. While that was playing, we talked briefly when this whole coronavirus hit, and the musicians were impacted immediately because bars closed, clubs closed, festivals canceled right at the height of the beginning of spring.
That's right.
Everybody was suddenly looking at a blank banking account.
Yeah.
You know, saying, well, we count on this money every year. We've had bookings. We know it's coming. Now it's not.
Yeah.
And John was one of the first people to jump up and say, let's try to somehow help the musicians. And you opened your studio up and you started doing the live virtual concerts, which became normal for so many to do. But right. You were one of the first.
Well,
tell us how that all came about and how that was able to help musicians.
Well, I just knew, when it we were told we have to stay at home and life isn't. The new normal is much worse than we could have imagined. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, okay, how's this going to affect everyone I know? And the musicians in general were going to be incredibly impacted. And I just thought, well, what can I do? And I looked around so we just built Studio B just a year before and finally got it all outfitted to do exactly what I decided to do, and do the live stream with a brand new facility. And I knew that they didn't have any money because
they're broke.
They're broke.
We're all out of work.
So I just offered up the facility at no charge to the bands or the artists and made sure that their PayPal or whatever method that they used for a donation bucket was pinned in the comment section and in the title of the performance so everyone knew how to help these people out. And on the side, we also established a fund for the musicians that people could donate to. We put up the first $1,000, and there was quite a few other people who put up, made donations to that fund. And we made, we were able to pay musicians that might have not felt comfortable or safe enough to leave their house.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But they still had the need for that money. And so we made grants of up to $200 for people that would email me and show me a list of gigs that they had been booked for but had been canceled. So it was more than just a hobbyist. Mm-hmm. But it was, these are professional musicians. Mm-hmm. So our hearts went out to Julie, my wife, and I came up with this idea. And so we had quite a lot of people who took us up on that.
Give us the name of someone.
Carl Anthony also goes by, Carl Leach, Generation Gap, Reggae Express, Luke Repass Band, The Head Honchos, Fresh Hops, Soul Shine, Jeremy Smolin and Friends. They made two performance appearances. And Jemiah Rogers. Those are just...
some of the key ones?
Yes, right.
And so, I mean, it was all different styles of music as well. You've got the reggae, you've got the blues, you've got the rock, you've got the experimental progressive kind of stuff in there. It's interesting because the response seemed to be pretty darn strong. And you've archived these. So let's say we missed it. You're a Head Honchos fan. They were here last week, so we'll say them. You're a Head Honchos fan, and you didn't realize you were doing it back in May or April or whenever they appeared.
Yeah.
So it's like, gosh, you know, I missed it. Well, they can see it.
So, and I included the original live performance up there because it included all the comments that people made as they went along.
Okay.
But I also... as a second shot in the arm to each of these bands, I mixed down the audio and edited all of the video angles into a one-hour music video as a finished product rather than as it was. It includes the same performance, but it's just tweaked with some of my studio tools.
So each band got an hour edit, or this was a compilation of all the bands?
No, each band got an hour.
Hats off to you. That's a lot of work, my friend.
Yeah.
Well,
I was going to say, how did you occupy your time? But clearly, you didn't have any left.
I hear about all these people binging Netflix. I'm saying, who's got time for that?
Well, and just from what he just mentioned alone, man, that you can imagine how much time that took. And,
right.
And I kept him, you know, I kept him busy, too, because I had projects, you know, coming in from the Wailers, and just about all of the projects that I had coming, I'd take them to the spot. I'd bring them to John. And we had a client over in England, and I tell you, I'm thankful for the internet because I've been able to survive a lot from other artists sending me files, you know, for me to play guitar on. We had a guy over there that wanted me to produce a track for him, and I brought my brothers in, the Ken, you know, my brother Ralph and Ken, and some other musicians. I brought in on that project, you know, and I just got a call from the Whalers camp.
We heard it ring. So what they have to say? Can you share it?
Well, yeah, it's the album. The new album is called One World, and we had done a couple video promotional spots for it, and. The one that I think that was the first one that I did out of John's, they let me know that it just got picked up, and so they're gonna be using it in an ad, and so I should be getting a check sometime.
There yep. you go.
That was an interesting video shoot because they sent the videographer from Miami.
Uh-huh.
And I had to meet all of their criteria for the set, for the backdrop, the lighting, and he used our bed and breakfast to stay overnight, and then the next morning he left for Tucson to do more two more members' video shoots.
Right. Yeah. And
I don't know if it's the video I've pulled up here, but I like the artwork again. We're talking about united, we're talking about unity, and the image that comes up is the world with the continent of Africa showing, but there's a white hand and a black hand holding the world.
That's the album cover.
That's amazing. I love the graphics there. It speaks to where we're at right now. Yeah. And that is brand new. One world, one prayer, philosophy of life. When love is right, walk and talk, never go astray. What a shame. Destiny, only in Jamaica.
Oh, man.
Only in the whole world. Let's broaden that, Donald.
Man, you have to listen to it, man.
I'm going to listen to that as soon as we're done here.
Yeah.
I don't know. Jose, can you pull up? Real quick. No, we don't have time. We're going to try. We have to do it. We have to do another show.
Okay.
And we'll get a couple of the Whaler guys on the phone. We'll have you come in, and we'll talk about this new album.
Cool.
Because I really think we need to talk about this in itself.
Yeah.
Wow. So this is going to be available. Again, I just Googled Whalers One World, and several tracks come up.
Mm-hmm.
So it looks like the entire album is available for download, and you can watch the video on YouTube.
Yeah.
And when is the target date for your solo album? Do you have one at this point? I mean, I know it's a little premature probably, but...
Well, Tom, man, every minute that I can put toward it, I'm trying to, I'm like wanting to get it done like last year, man.
Right.
And with all of this that's going on, my goal is to have it finish by the end of the year.
Okay.
You know, and
well, as soon as it is, bring some tracks in. Let's play it.
Of course, brother. You got it, man.
I'm dying to hear that.
You got it, brother.
All right. John, just to jump back with you, some of the artists that have been working with you, you've done something with the Rockapella. Is that what it's called?
Rockapelli.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that is normally a concert that a young man puts out. I can't think of his name.
Joel Radajak.
He started it in my hometown of Highland. It outgrew the gazebo, and now it's moved to Griffith. This year, because of COVID, it wasn't able to happen. Is that correct?
That is correct. So they decided to go with
virtual.
A virtual music festival.
That's becoming our new norm, virtual everything.
I know.
So you had several of the bands take part in that. You gave me a couple of tracks here, Flashpoint being one of them. I'm very familiar with
that. Actually, Flashpoint...
was a different session?
That was back in February.
Okay.
Dave Dodge, real quickly, Dave Dodge, he lost his wife this year, but he knew that she was on the decline, and he wrote a song for her that celebrated her life. Mm. And it was dedicated to her. They have a garden at home that she would sit and just watch all the plants and the birds and just enjoy. It was her
sanctuary?
Sanctuary, correct.
Okay.
And so they recorded that song back in February.
All right. We're going to play that in just a moment to finish up with Rockapelli.
Rockapelli.
Give me a little nutshell on that, and then we'll play this song.
Sure. So there were five bands involved, and the Kinsey Report was the headliner. And we also had the Capitol with an X. We had the Today's Trade. We had Joe Marsnick Band.
Okay.
We had, let's see, the, I'm trying to find it here.
Well, it looks on the list I had, there was Soul Vortex, does that sound right?
Yes, Sam Trump and Soul Vortex.
Oh, okay.
And of course, the Kinsey Report.
And these bands play, and all the money goes to different charities that...
Yes, Rockapelli is a nonprofit organization, and they have a whole board that that Joel answers to, and they have many donors that that contribute to their fund. Mm.
Gentlemen, thank you for joining us. Look for the Spot Studio online and on Facebook. Very active on Facebook. Again, these archived videos, where can they find them quickly?
On the Spot Studio Facebook page.
Okay.
I also have a YouTube page as well, but it's basically just under John Huber.
Okay. And Donald, how do we keep up with your thing? I know you have your site, donaldkenzie.com. Is that the best place?
There you can, and also the Kinsey Report.
Okay.
KinseyReport.com.
All right. Yeah. Let's play this this track. We're going to dedicate this to Dave, Dave Dodge. This is a special song to him and his friends and family. So we're going to close the show by taking a little trip to the Sanctuary Garden as recorded at the Spot Studio. Thank you again, gentlemen.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you.
smile.